It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:32 the time. Welcome to the program. Delighted to have you with us this morning. I've been telling you about the show that I'm so interested in, I'm fascinated in. Julie Lawton, you know her, you love her, you can't live without her. If you drive through any neighborhood here in town, you've seen her magnificent, magical work in every neighborhood here. If you've ever come to the studio, you've seen her brilliant work. She's gotten together with a guy named Dan Vickery. They've got a show on Discovery Plus, together with Maureen McCormick of the Brady Bunch. It's on Discovery Plus. It's called Frozen in Time. And we have Dan and Julie with us this morning. Good morning, and thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's fantastic to have you both. We've got you on two separate lines, and I appreciate you being here. Our audience knows Julie, and we'll get to know Julie a little more in here in just a second. But Dan, you became a household name back on a show called Design Star. That's when I got hip to you.
That was a long time ago.
I'm not kidding, man. I've been into this stuff for a while, and it hasn't been that long. What was it, 2010 or 2011 or something like that?
Yeah, 2009.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Wow. Yeah, so I guess time flies is what we're saying here. Dan,
right.
Yeah, so tell me the basis of what you do. Maureen McCormick and you go out and you look for homes to renovate or to, like, for instance, I live in, my place is so 70s and 80s and, I could use an update. Tell me what you do.
So we've got a new show on Discovery Plus called Frozen in Time, and we find homes that are stuck in the past. And whether or not you live in one of those houses, we all know an aunt or a grandma or even a friend who has that house that is just stuck.
Right.
So our goal is to go into these homes, bring them into the present, but not lose the best pieces of the past.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Now, how did you find Julie? How did you get involved with this project?
Well, let me clarify. It is Dan and Maureen's show, and I just kind of slipped in the background as a contractor, and I just happened to be a designer like Dan, so that made it magical. But I am just behind the scenes, and, Dan can kind of tell you that every show, they either find a contractor or the homeowner provides it because they're going into someone's home, so they have that option. But this particular one of the homes, halfway through their, season of filming, they needed a contractor, and it was like on Saturday I was told about it, and Sunday I was hired.
So
if you met Julie, you'd hire her that quick too.
Well, yeah, of course. If you've ever come to the studio, you could lay your eyes on the magnificent work that she did here in the studio. And as you drive through Laguna neighborhoods and you see a Julie Lawton house, yeah, of course, man. But then speaking of driving through our neighborhoods here, there's a project in Laguna Beach, right?
Yeah, that's right. The very first episode is the first project that we worked on with Julie, and to this day is one of my favorite episodes.
Okay. It's a 1961 project. What did you do with it?
So in that project, the house was really, really stuck in time. A man had
like
lived
it was
there
never
for like
touched. It was 30 never
years.
Touched.
Yeah. But a man passed away, and then he passed it on to his kids, and they obviously wanted to update it for them. But we did a full flip. We changed the location of the bathroom and the kitchen, created an open concept living, and then just brightened and freshened up the entire thing.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about when you do a house here in Laguna. Do you have to go through the design review board for approval, the permitting process? Is it different in different cities? And who deals with that?
Dan?
Well, we got really lucky on this one where we were not making any structural changes, nor were we making any exterior changes.
Nice.
So we didn't have to go through too much, but Julie was warning us about a lot of the trouble we could have gotten into because it sounds like it is pretty difficult to build down there.
Yeah. There's the DRB. You go through them for approval. Yeah. Julie could tell you all about that.
Yeah. There's a whole thing about Laguna's historical registry, and it's not historical, but it could potentially be. But, there's a lot of things you want to be careful about because I'm into, like Dan, preserving the architecture, and some people don't have that same conscious thought in their head about it, and you just don't want to disturb it. You can improve it and make it more sound, but the building itself, oh my God, it was gorgeous. And We actually contacted the architect who's 80-some years old and still alive.
Wow.
So that was even more special.
Very cool. Dan, how'd you get into interior design?
So I grew up in a little tiny town in eastern Oregon. My dad was a farmer. My mom and my grandma had a quilt shop. And when you grow up in the middle of nowhere, you learn to do everything yourself. So my dad taught me the basics of, you know, carpentry, electrical work. And then growing up in my mom and grandma's quilt shop as well, like learned color, pattern, bringing it all together. And it just felt like a natural fit. I got my degree in architecture at the University of Oregon. And after graduating, wanted to take it smaller scale. I am a control freak. didn't want to just design the building and let somebody else furnish it. I wanted to control beginning to end. So.
Okay.
I didn't know you had your degree in architecture because that's where I started. That's why I can handle working with you because most designers don't have that background of the structural building. And they just attack maybe the placement of a sofa. And that's what it's not about. It's the whole envelope. I didn't realize that. Oh, my God, we're identical.
Well, I got to tell you something. I got to tell both of you something. As I was studying up for this and reading about Dan, I thought, well, what a perfect match this is to put him together with Julie. I didn't know you were a control freak. I'm wondering how two control freaks will manage to handle each other.
we run alongside each other at the same pace. That's how that works.
That's good.
Yeah, as I say, it was fantastic. In this business, there's a lot of people with big egos.
Right.
And when you work with somebody who has like the knowledge and the skill to back it up, you can have as big an ego as you want. It's working with the people who have an ego, but they don't have the skill to back it up. That's the problem.
That,
so working with Julie was a blessing.
Truer words were never spoken, man.
Yeah, it's funny.
So is it one project per episode? Do you go to, is it a different house each time we tune in?
Yeah, different house every episode. A lot of times the homeowners have a personal connection to the home. Like this project we were just talking about was an inherited home. So it was a place where they went to for holidays. They have a lot of, you know, specific moments that mean a lot to them within the house. And that's a continuing thread. But we also have homeowners who bought like a 1950s house just because they love the style.
Right.
So it's hard for them too, for us to jump in and say like, these are changes you guys need to make just to make this house work better for you. You know, we're never there to erase somebody's memory or to change the heart of the home. That's what we want to cherish the most. But the function in the 1950s home is just not working for a 2020 family.
Right, right. That makes so much sense. Now, what if I wanted to turn my modern house into that Brady's 1970s look? Is that something we can do?
Good luck.
I want an avocado green fridge. Come on.
So, we can find
one for you.
So let me ask you, that brings me to a question. Okay, you're an interior designer, and I would imagine, and as in my mind, I'm thinking your house has just got to be dialed in and everything perfect and in its place and perfection. Is there an item, Dan, in your house that just doesn't belong? Is there something that you just kind of cling on to?
Oh, you're really putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
our home office still has some IKEA shelving, and it works.
Okay.
It's cost effective. That's why I got it in the first place over 10 years ago.
Okay. It's still functional.
And I just haven't replaced it. But there is something about walking into the home of an interior designer and seeing a piece from IKEA that makes you cringe a little bit.
Those little details.
All right. Everyone turn your head, please. Look at the wall over here. Thank you. I appreciate that. So what's the project you're working on right now as we're speaking?
We are still wrapping up a couple of homes for the show.
Okay.
So we've got one episode that we just finished and one house that is still under construction that we're hoping to finish in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we'll have two more episodes to release to you soon.
Okay. I want to remind everybody, if you're just joining us, it's on Discovery Plus. It's streaming right now on Discovery Plus. It's called Frozen in Time. Now, what's Maureen McCormick's involvement in this?
Oh, my gosh. Maureen brings the history and the fun.
Okay. Okay. Let's get busy.
Yeah.
He's a grand
no, I have a, I for sure, like, I'm the personality type that sees a job, just wants to focus and get it done.
Right.
And when we show up to work, she makes sure that we always have a good time. And I think that's what makes the show the best. We do have a lot of fun working together every day. And then she brings up a lot of historical facts and a lot of memories from her own life and from the Brady Bunch that just add a flavor to the show that make it very unique and fun.
Right. Now, she's been, for several years, she's been a collector and a nostalgia enthusiast, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I would imagine at my place in my 70s, look, I can get like an old Coke machine in there maybe or something. I don't know. I want to work with you guys. Dan Vickery, Julie Lawton, it's on Discovery Plus. The show is called Frozen in Time. When we're able to, I'd love to have you both in studio and keep us up to date on what you're working on.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Easy.
I'd love to do that. All right. Thank you. And I have last question for you. Last question, because yeah. Julie, I know how you are. Have you always been, do you drive by every house in a neighborhood and go, yeah, I can see an improvement here. I can see an improvement there. I know what to do. Is that your life? Is it constantly in your head that you can improve the houses?
Well, like Dan or like anybody, you know, like let's say we were in fashion, I could take every human's outfit.
Right.
And then when I go to a restaurant, I have this thing about restaurants and fine dining back in the day. If the lights aren't just right and the fork is not in the right spot, it drives me bananas. I'm sorry. The only reason it's set up right is to be, I have this thing about detail. It goes on and on and on. I can't help myself. And with design, oh my gosh, it's constant. Yes. I make a mental note on everything I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
I already knew the answer to that question. Dan, it was a pleasure meeting you. A pleasure speaking with both of you. The show is called Frozen in Time. It is streaming on Discovery Plus. It's already streaming on Discovery Plus. Look forward to watching it. Look forward to seeing you both again sometime soon.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having us.
All right. 8:44 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.